Come one, come all, for one episode only, the marvelous Maximilian Master of the Unbelievable, Rebecca, and I, the dazzling Dante Duke of Deception, Josh, present to you from the 793.8 section of the juvenile nonfiction area, Magic.
I have no idea what you just said. Who am I even? Marvelous Maximilian
Master of the Unbelievable.
That's true. That's accurate.
Yes, that's right. Today, folks, we are talking about magic tricks. Yeah. And I thought it would be good to start off with a little bit of history and facts on some magic in terms of more illusion-based. Mm-hmm. The term magic is etymologically, that word, is derived from an old Persian word, magi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not even the Magi can save you now.
The earliest performance of magic was found as early as 2700 BCE, where an Egyptian magician by the name of removed the heads of some animals and magically restored them.
Oh.
At least he did that, right?
Ta-da!
Yay! Other Egyptians at the time were also known for being very good at sleight of hand tricks, you know, involving cup and balls. The first modern magician, as we know today, was Jean Eugene Robert Houdin, who was originally a clock maker. So naturally, most of his performances included mechanical automata that appeared lifelike.
Oh, cool.
Like steampunky. Well, I guess not steampunky.
Steampunky.
Well, of the time, I guess, you know. So I thought I would break down the seven types of illusion magic.
Oh, okay.
There's production, which is like, you know, pulling a rabbit from a hat. Vanishing, which I don't know that I need to explain.
No.
Transformation, turning something into another color or something entirely different. A restoration, making something destroyed and putting it back together. Teleportation, transferring one object from one place to another. Levitation, I wonder what that one is, making something float. And the last one is penetration magic, which is passing solid objects through another solid object, like you know, chain link.
Rings
and stuff like that. So yeah. So that's the little bit of factoids that I got for magic.
Now that we're all caught up.
Yes. We do have some magic tricks that Rebecca and I learned. Loosely learned. I will say, so recently my dad has been getting into magic tricks. He's been learning tons of card tricks and just like amazing all of his nieces and nephews. It's like, whoa.
That's fun.
We used to go to, I've seen David Copperfield, before.
Wow.
And a couple of other magicians. And, I don't know. Magic's, always been something that has amazed me. I haven't really been interested, like, in pursuing it myself, like, doing it or, like, learning how to do it. But whenever there's a trick that I just can't explain away with like any sort of like logic or how they did it, then I'm kind of just like, whoa.
What happened?
Maybe it is real, you know? Mm-hmm. And not like sleight of hand.
Yeah.
But yeah.
My magic has always just been natural to me. Like, you know, I can't explain it to you because then I'd have to use the Obliviate spell. And I don't feel like doing that right now. I don't have my wand with me, which is...
Are you just saying that I'm a muggle?
Yeah,
is that what you're getting at? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't even know about the magic world, Josh.
I'm a Ravenclaw, so I can, yeah, I know.
Are you though?
I am. Anyway, so did you want to go first then and talk about your magic trick?
Okay, let's just get it over with.
Yeah, what's the worst that could happen?
So I picked the Amazing Magic Tricks Apprentice Level book.
Oh, yeah, I should also mention that I also went with the Amazing Magic Tricks master level book.
Yeah.
However.
It didn't work out for you.
I realized I wasn't a master. So I also went with the apprentice level.
You took my book.
Well, okay, look. I was like, oh, I can do one of these. These are...
Yeah. It's like the origami thing all over again.
Look, folding paper is not that hard.
How hard can it be? Oh, it's terribly hard. Okay.
Oh, you have a bag.
I have props for mine.
Oh.
Mine's called Message from a Ghost.
Oh, no. See, this is... No, we can't do this in this room. It's too haunted.
That's
here.
That's exactly why I chose it.
So that Wait, is Fred going to talk to us?
I don't want that. To talk to Fred. Okay?
Okay.
So I've got my...
I'm very scared now.
I've got my box here. This is going to be our method of communication with Fred.
Okay.
And I've got a piece of paper here for him to write on. So we're just going to crumple that up.
Okay.
Get it? All right.
Okay, it's crumpled.
And then we're going to just drop it in there. And then we're going to take this pencil.
Yes.
And drop that in there.
Oh, so he's going to write on
it? So that he can write on the thing.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Ready? Shake it up. Come on, Fred. You can do it. Write us a note.
I'm very scared.
Do, do, do. Let's see what we got. What's on the note? He drew his self-portrait.
It's a scary face.
It's his face. It is a scary face. Ta-da!
So, how did you do that?
All right.
Because I don't think Fred can write or draw or self-portrait.
I wouldn't tempt him, you know? Just let it be.
So what do you need?
So for the listeners at home to do the message from a ghost trick.
First, check out this book.
Get the book. Yeah, it's in there. It's about halfway through. You need a shoebox or an empty box.
Any box? Box?
Yep. Okay. You need two identical pieces of paper.
Okay.
You're going to draw your message on the first one and then crumple it up. And then you put it in the box with the... let's pretend this is uncrumpled. Let me uncrumple it back up. Uncrumpled over it.
Okay.
And then when you go to grab the blank piece of paper to show the person, like, ooh, blank piece of paper, see? Nothing on it. And then you crumple it up. So you have both in your hand.
Okay.
And then you're supposed to switcheroo, drop the one that has the writing on it, throw the other one away somewhere.
Okay.
And then when you close it up with the pencil inside it, you shake it up. Doo-doo. And then, there's one piece of paper in here.
And the pencil's gone.
And no, I'm just kidding. It's on there. Ta-da.
Okay.
So you have to practice the sleight of hand with the two pieces of paper. So you have to conceal the written on wad of paper underneath the new paper. And then when you go to grab the new paper, you have to grab the crumpled up one. Shove it into your hand so that nobody can see it, which I didn't do very well because I don't know. And then you switch the two in your hand at the same time, and then you make sure that you put the one with the drawing on it in the box and somehow get rid of the other one.
Okay.
Ta-da!
Eat it. Right? I guess that wouldn't work.
I mean.
Okay. So are you ready for my magic?
Yes. Okay. Let's see it.
So I have here a plain manila folder.
It is plain.
Yes.
There's nothing on it.
But there is something in it.
Nonfiction Friends.
I have a piece of paper here written by the Nonfiction Friends. Or it is written by a Nonfiction Friend. It says Nonfiction Friends.
You wrote on it.
But I think it's a little boring in here. So we're going to start a party.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I am going to cut up this piece of paper. I'm making scissor hands.
You're cutting it up.
At the folder.
You're cutting
and
it up.
And then all you gotta do is woo! I cut it up and...
There's confetti.
There's confetti everywhere that I'll have to clean up later.
That was magical.
Well, it was magical until I just...
How did you do that, Josh?
Okay, so for this magic trick, you are going to need two identical manila folders, like office folders, that you would find.
Yep.
and then you cut off the top of one of them.
Oh.
And then glue one side down to the uncut folder on the inside.
Right, so they're so you like, have like together.
Yeah, so they're like together, and then you have like
but sneaky
a divider flap.
Right.
In the middle.
Yep.
And you put in two identical pieces of paper, and then you put one the whole paper on one side, and then all the confetti shredded parts on another side. So it looks like you put in the whole paper into the folder. And then, when it comes time after you cut it up, you hide it discreetly, and then you only open up the side that has confetti on it, and then make a mess.
Yeah, that was magical.
Have a party.
That was fun. Good job keeping all the confetti in there until it was time.
Yeah, you thought it was all in there. I made a mess elsewhere in the library, so that's on me later.
Awesome. Yeah, so these tricks were pretty easy, I think.
For apprentice level.
Yeah.
Now I can go to master level.
Yeah, you think you can. I'm not so sure about
There's
that.
There's like three other levels in between there.
Sleight of hand is a lot harder than you'd think.
I think it's like...
I just couldn't get my hands to like...
It's like...
Do it.
Distraction. Because like you want to them to like to look over here.
Yeah.
While something's happening over here.
Yeah.
There were a whole bunch of other tricks that, you know, are in this book that are easy to learn mm-hmm. if you're just starting out. And it's probably really good to start off with something really easy. Just try it on your friends and family. And then you can probably get to the master level a lot quicker than we can.
Yep.
mm-hmm. But recently, I believe by the time this episode comes out, we have had a magic shows in our libraries.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that and attended that.
Yeah.
If you are interested, if that got you interested, I know it got us interested in magic.
Mm-hmm.
Please check out these books. They're called The Amazing Magic Tricks. They each have their own levels, apprentice level, master level.
By Norm Barnhart.
Yes, by Norm Barnhart. And you will find them, again, in the 793.8
Yep, here section. We are again, back in the 790
However, something. I will say, well, we are in the juvenile nonfiction section. So in the kids department.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we couldn't find, like, magic tricks for adults. It's just that I don't think we're on that
they
level yet.
They looked way harder.
They were very complicated. I'm pretty sure that was requiring actual magic. I couldn't even get my head around that. But for those of you who are interested, we do have some events coming up, some very big events. On July 30th, the Buena Ventura Lakes Library will be having their back-to-school bash. I know it's been very popular in past years. Osceola County Commissioner Viviana Janier will be passing out book bags with supplies to the first 500 who will be present. That is from 6 to 8 p.m. on July 30th.
Yeah, always really well attended.
Yes,
really popular.
Very popular event. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, on the 31st, the St. Cloud Library will be having their Sock Hop Summer Wrap-Up.
Yeah!
Yeah, I know you're pretty excited about
that
one.
I am super excited. I got my poodle skirt ready.
Yeah.
My saddle shoes. I'm good to go.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know what it is, it's a summer fun with a rock and rollin' 1950s sock hop. So dress up in your favorite 50s attire, poodle skirts, Letterman jackets, Elvis costumes, ponytails, saddle shoes, and get ready to rock around the clock.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is the wrap-up to our summer reading program happening. So please attend these events. I know that they are very popular, so yes. Please be sure to get there early.
Get there on time or early. Yeah, it's going to be crazy. I can't believe we're at summer wrap-up already.
I know.
I feel like summer just started.
And then school
Kids
starts
Kids are already
again.
Back to school. Womp,
Boo.
Womp. But we better go to Diagon Alley and get our stuff ready so that we're on the Hogwarts Express by September 1st.
I know.
Foreshadowing. Okay, well, if that wraps it up, Josh, I have been doing a miserable failure at puns, so I'm going to go back to the jokes.
Oh, we don't have to.
Oh, no, we have to. So, while driving in today, I had an accident with a magician.
Oh.
It wasn't my fault, though. He came out of nowhere.
Well. Okay.
Yep. That's it. And that I'm done.
Happened.
Thank you and good night.